We're CJMQ and we're talking with Canadian artist Julian Austin today. So welcome, Julian.
Hi, how you doing, Maureen?
Pretty good, yeah.
Well, I'm in Steinbach, Manitoba now.
Okay.
I moved from Calgary.
Okay,
and,
great.
We've been here, this will be about 4 years coming up right now. But it was beautiful yesterday, it's raining today, so the grass and the trees are getting the water, I guess it's needed. So.
Okay, great. So I was reading your biography, and you're known as the bad...
I got a big heart.
Yeah, I see that.
I was a stupid boy and a younger man when I was, you know, you do some stupid things, and of course, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. Yeah, so looking back, you know, hey, there's some things you wish you could change, but you can't, so you just try to move forward and be a better person because of it and learn from it.
I was reading that you were adopted. You only found out at the age of 17 when your dad was dying of cancer. You came reunited with your birth mother, but unfortunately you never got to meet your biological father. Said that this did you a world of good?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, I mean, you know, you hear the horror stories of people finding their biological side, you know, a family. And sometimes it's great, but, you know, sometimes it's not. And, and it's kind of a sad thing, you know, especially when it's your own blood. So for me, I was very fortunate to, you know, have found so many of my family still around, and they're very nice people, you know. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet my my birth father. He died a week after me finding the family.
Okay.
And he was dying of cancer as well, so he was in a bad state of affairs. So he didn't want me to see him like that, and he was just happy that, you know, my mom had found me, and we were reunited, I meant. And, yeah, so I got a big, huge, you know, family on the Austin and Quigley side.
That's great. Found out that your biological father was also a songwriter interested in music, too.
Yeah, I mean, he played guitar, and like you said, you know, he wrote songs, and he sang a bit around the, you know, the communities of Minto and Chipman and wherever have you, and he was a poet, and he used to go and recite all his poetry at the universities
around
New Brunswick, so he was a...
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So you started playing the guitar, I guess, at the age of 13 or 15 and writing songs, getting interested in music in that then?
Yeah, I started writing my first song, of course, you know, probably about a breakup with a girl. that was me, around 13, and I started playing when I was 15. And yeah, I always had an interest to pick it up sooner than that, but I started picking it up when I was 15. And
okay, good. Yeah. Now, I believe you were interested in metal music at the beginning, were you not?
Oh, I still am. I mean, every night I go down and, you know, I strap on my my electric and crank up the amp and I get at her.
So
I love it. I mean, you know, I'm still a rocker.
Okay.
I'm always going to be a rocker. I mean, I'm working on two other projects besides what I love to do in country music, and that's a kind of a Celtic rock project, and also I want to do a rock album.
Okay.
You know, mostly for myself. But if the fans want to hear it, you know, when it's done, they're more than, you know, I'm just excited. I always wanted to do an album, you know, by, you know, rock album. I've done it years ago, but that's when we were younger.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So you're branching off in different directions all the time then. That's great.
Yeah.
What made you decide to get so heavily interested in country music? Was it because of a demand of country music? Or?
No, it wasn't, because I never liked, you know, I never liked listening to country, even when Dad, you know, played it around the house and all that. I mean, but, you know, I think as I got older and I started listening to it, and you know, I think, you know, when you're younger, too, you go through that aggressive rock, more so rock, you know, driven sound, that primal sound that we like so much.
Right.
And so, I mean, and then later on, I mean, you know, as I tried to mature and get better, you know, as a writer, a songwriter, that, you know, you listen to the words and the stories of country music, and it's great. You know, it just, you're not listening to the music necessarily as much as you're listening to the story.
Right.
You know, and the music is just, you know, it complements the story, I guess. And I just fell in love with the country music, and also it's the fans. I mean, the people in country music are wonderful. They're loyal. Very loyal.
So, that's true.
And it's been very good to me. You know, all of Canada has been very good to us, and the support that we've received over the years.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Good. So you have, I believe, 4 albums out right now?
Yeah, and I have one that I did years ago as an independent, just before I got signed with BMG. So, yeah, and I'm working on a brand new album again this year. The one that I have out right now, The Red and White, that's going to be 2 years old coming this September.
Okay,
and,
2 years
old. I'm getting ready to go to Toronto this week to start planning for the next album.
Oh, great.
The one I've done this year, yeah.
Good, and we're playing hits off The Red and the White right now. I guess your latest hit is Back to Me, right?
That really brings joy to my heart, Maureen, because I used to play in Quebec so much.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I played all through, you know, we were down, we did stuff in Trois-Rivières, we did Laval, we did Quebec itself, I mean, we did Montreal, You know, we did up in Ayerscliff. I mean, I used to play all over Quebec in the 90s and early part of 2000. And they had, you know, of course, more stations, I think, then.
Mm-hmm.
CMT was, you know, a big... the 90s, like I said, the latter part of the 90s were just incredible. And I really miss, you know, playing in Quebec because we've had so much fun there. And the fans there are so loyal as well.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
So thanks very much for playing us because it's nice to be... Nice to know that we're being played again in Quebec. So.
Oh, you're a well-known name over here. That's for sure, Julian Austin.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami. That's wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
You do a lot of volunteering too, and you do a lot for the soldiers, the Canadian soldiers. You also do a lot to help the children's hospitals and also the association that looks after bull riders.
Yeah, I mean it's all of it's very I'm passionate about all of it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tried bull riding back in the days until I ended up with, you know, in a mess in the trauma unit, so all busted up and everything else. But you know, but I certainly have a lot of respect for the rodeo folk, and I love animals too. I mean, I do whatever we can for animals and the children, the sick kids, you know, and also our heroes, man, the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces and our veterans, you know, and their families.
Exactly, that's great. Well, you went over to Bosnia, and you've been to Afghanistan, a few other places, and played for the soldiers, too.
I've been to Bosnia twice, Afghanistan three times.
Three times, okay.
I'm going in for another tour in November.
Okay, that's great, and I imagine that you're very well appreciated over there. It's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's the least I can do. I mean, it's for all that they do and the sacrifices they make, you know, for us here in Canada and for other, you know, other... countries around the world.
Actually, the name of your latest album, The Red and White, is dedicated to those soldiers, you say, past and present, so it's not just the ones that are at war right now either.
No, the song that's on The Red and White, it's becoming, you know, an anthem for our soldiers and their families and our veterans.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're actually donating $5 from every cop?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And an additional, on top of the $5, it goes to the Sapper Mike McTeague Wounded Warriors Fund. An additional $3 plus goes back into the Support Our Troops Foundation. So around $8.50 goes back into the well-being and of our troops and their families.
Oh, that's fantastic! So I can see exactly why they call you the one with a big heart right now.
GI Jules.
Yeah, good.
They nicknamed me GI Jules.
Right, I was reading that. Yeah, and you met your wife actually at a Michelle Wright concert.
Back in 1997, yeah.
Okay, and you guys have been together ever since?
Well, she hasn't divorced me. I talked by me through a lot. She's a good woman. I don't deserve her, but she's a wonderful lady, and I'm happy to have her in my life.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. So now you've won quite a few awards. I was reading too, and were you surprised when you won any of these awards? And would you like to tell us about the awards themselves?
You know, I won a few over the years. You know, I've actually been more nominated more than I've won awards.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've won three times back in my neck of the woods, East Coast Music Awards for Entertainer of the Year, and I was the first one to receive the 1997 Wrangler Rising Star Award presented to me by Terry Clark, which was an honor because you know I did some shows with Terry as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other awards in the SOCAN for Single of the Year with Little Old Kisses, and radio awards that were, I received the first CRMA award, Canadian Radio Music Association. So I was the first one to receive that. That was an honor.
That is an honor.
Yeah,
that's a really
there's
honor.
There's been a few, but I mean, basically now they collect dust. they send the case and they collect dust.
Well, every time you look at them, though, you feel good about yourself, it's
times
nice.
You look and you go, hey, you know, My more reward is, you know, going out on stage and you know, putting on the best show I can and having people say, you know what, you know, I really enjoyed your show and I love coming to your show or I'll see you again. That to me is, you know, about being there on stage with the fans doing what you love to do because it's real, you know.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, so you really connect with the fans then.
I love the fans, man. That's what it's all about, man. Without them, there's nothing.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, I'm a fan, you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it's like, you know, to like music and other people's stuff. So.
Exactly. How has your music progressed throughout the years, throughout the four albums? Are there a lot of changes between the first and the last?
No, not really. I just try to be as honest as I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, I think the new album I'm doing is going to be, it's still going to be me, but I mean, I want to push it a little bit. You know, I want to do, I wanna try something a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna be, you know. I'm hoping that every album there's something there for the, you know, the fans that like my stuff.
Right.
And for those that never have heard of me, you know, that they, you know, I try not to sound like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't think I do. I think I've got my own sound, and as many artists do, you know.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
I try not to. If it's good and if it's real and it's honest, keep it simple. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real for the people. Don't complicate it with all this technology that they got out today and
mm-hmm.
hide this and fix that.
Okay, and you write most of your own lyrics, do you?
Yeah, well, yeah, my songs, yes, for
mm-hmm.
sure, and lyrics, yeah. I mean, and I co-write with people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have a few people that I like to write with, and, when I'm not writing with myself, I'll write with some other people that I like to write with.
Okay, and do most of your songs relate to experiences in your life?
Some of them do, some of them don't. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think what they do, I like to do is I like to write on how we all feel and where we've all been down that road, you know, and try to
mm-hmm.
write something that connects with everybody. But yes, I mean, in some sense, for the most part, a lot of the music is related with, you know, some kind of, an experience that we've had or
mm-hmm.
I've had that we've, we've all shared, you know, so we can all relate with what, you know. I try to write stuff that everybody can relate with.
I think so, yeah, that's great. And country music is very popular for that, too. So everybody can relate to a lot of songs in country music, which is great, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good. Now, you've tried your hand at acting, and I guess you like it.
Yeah, I tried. I did a movie a few years back called Halo. I had a very
mm-hmm.
small role. They wanted me to play a 60-some-year-old father, so...
Okay.
I had to get looking a lot older. And,
yeah.
A little bigger, so, and I don't know why they couldn't have kept me at a 40-year-old father, being my daughter was 20, but,
mm-hmm.
I did it, and, it was with Alfie Zappacosta was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. I'd love to do it again. I'd love to play a bad guy in a movie, and then I'd love
mm-hmm.
to play a comedy.
Good, good.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Try further doing some more acting.
Well, you sound like a guy that's exactly full of life and branching out in all different directions, which is fantastic.
I thank the good Lord every day I wake up for another day, you know, be on earth, because it's a great thing.
Good. Now, you have a website, Julian?
Yeah, www.julianaustin.com.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember, and everybody can go there and see what's new with you and your music, too. And
yeah.
Good.
And we're going to have some new, we're going to be adding some videos and some interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And live performance stuff from award shows and stuff of the past for the fans to go in and revisit
mm-hmm.
and see. So that'll be up on the site soon, too. So we're trying to get this all done.
That's great. And
yeah.
I was reading that you're doing a lot of touring this summer.
It's not as busy as last year, but
no?
you know
mm-hmm.
what? It's still busy, and I'm very thankful because the summers are always, the busy time. And then that's when basically everybody goes out and does a lot of
okay, so
you know,
you're
work.
Touring throughout the West and Ontario, too, I think?
Ontario, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully, maybe we'll get back, and maybe some of the promoters will bring us back into Quebec.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people would love to see
it.
You around here. Yeah, that would be really great.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Julian?
Yeah, hey, to everybody that's out there that's, listens to country music and, in CJMQ land, man, hey, thanks for everything, and thanks for digging the music, and hope we can get a chance to come there and do some shows for you.
Oh, that's great. Thanks
You're
very
welcome,
much
babe.
For the interview. Okay. Have a great time.
Oh, thank you so very much, hon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Wonder why I'm still alive and how that is. Lord knows I feel like my time's been overdue. But there's this voice that keeps telling me I'm gonna get it right yet. Even if it's the last thing that I ever do. For a time I was somewhere more than just crazy. Had a look at the end, that's when I scared myself. And let me tell you, that ain't easy. These days, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to find myself a better way to live my life right and just be a better man. Cause I've been there and I've done that. I ain't got plans on ever going back. Cause there road I'm on these days. You see, it's a road that's bringing me back to me. It's bringing me back to me. There's things in my life sometimes I wish I never did, but I did. Suppose I'll just have to live with that. Guess all I can try to do is just do my best, the best I can, to keep this good train moving on the tracks. But sometimes this world can just get so crazy that one fights like hell just to keep oneself. Sometimes that ain't easy, but these days I'm trying to change. I've been working on a better way, living my life right and being a better man. Cause I've been there and I've done that. I ain't got plans on ever going back. Cause the road I'm on these days, you see, it's a road that's bringing me back to me. That road to nowhere's one too many times, and I can tell you this, my friends, I ain't going down that road again. Cause these days I've changed, I finally found myself a better way. I'm living my life right and being that better man. Cause I've been there and I've done that. If I know me, I'm never going back. Road I'm on these days, you see, it's the road that's bringing me back to me. It's bringing me back to me. It's bringing me back, back to me.
That was Julian Austin, and the song is called Back to You.